This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast, week two recap show. I'm here. I know I missed last Monday because we're having new studios built. Our studios are here. They're built. I'll be here every Monday through Friday, every Monday and Friday for the rest of the season. I swear, I think. But yeah, so week two recap. I gotta be honest, I'm a little bit behind as far as like the whole week goes, like all the games, because I haven't got to watch a lot of the games because I was in Dallas for the Cowboys Jets games. Shout out Dr. Genevieve on that one. Always hooks me up every year with tickets. Dr. Genevieve's been a sponsor of the Billy Madison Show, I think, for 10 years, 11 years, something like that, and hooks me up every year with Cowboys tickets this year. I wanted to go see Aaron Rodgers and the Jets take on the Cowboys. That didn't work out, so I had to go watch Zach Wilson and the Jets take on the Cowboys, and we beat their ass. That's all there is to it. Beat their ass. Again, I'm not going crazy week two and against a quarterback that sucks. Our defense is badass. I feel like our offense is definitely got – you could tell that the offense needs some work, but I got to let Mike McCarthy do his things. You know what I mean? He's just now play calling for the first time this year. Took over play calling duties. And so you got to let that work a little bit. Got to let that find its rhythm. I don't know who that dude's going to be on the team, but it's definitely some positive signs offensively. There's just it just looks like at some point during the game, we can't do shit. We can't move the ball, like, at all. Like, we can't run the ball. We can't pass the ball. Our offense just kind of like, ugh. And it doesn't look like it's going anywhere sometimes. And that's the only thing I worry about. But I think that that's just the growing pains with a new play caller. And, you know, those things will probably work itself out as the season goes along. Defense is so good, though. That defense, the way that defense plays, it's the kind of defense that, as a team, it doesn't matter what your offense is if you feel like you can win every football game. And I know that there's going to be a game where the offense has to win it, of course. I'm just saying, like, as for 2 weeks in, that defense is just so fucking good, bro. It's just so good. It was so fun being up in Dallas again. Shout out Dr. Genevieve. He's got great seats, so it was just a fun time. Had a great time. But because of that, I missed out on a lot of football. I did catch some of it. I went 2-3 again. You know, ugh. Week one, week two, 2-3. So that's 4-6 on the year. So that's 10 games in. I'm hitting 40%. That's not good. That's not good. And I'm not going to lie. Like, it was, I felt good about week two. Week one is like, who knows what's going to happen. But after seeing week one, I was like, oh, okay. Week two, I'm on it. And I was not on it. 2-3 is not good. And I was way wrong on a lot of games. I was way wrong on Bengals, -3.5. Taking on the Ravens. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are not it. Now Joe Burrow, I think, tweaked his calf, and the Bengals season is going to be over before it even started. Jags, +3.5. I thought that was a good play. I knew a lot of people were chirping me about Patrick Mahomes not losing two in a row, and, you know, you're right. You were right. You were right. I was wrong. I was like, well, it was the first time, you know. I know it's not the norm, but Jags are, I bought into the preseason Jags hype. I'm not going to lie. I'm telling you, a ton of people had like the Jags as the number one AFC seed. Like, it was just, it was at home. I felt like the Jags were, you know, trying to show the league something, who the Jags are. But I was just wrong. I was just flat out wrong. And the Jags did not do enough to even cover, much less win the game. But that was another loss. What was my third loss? Patriots +3. It was like, there was opportunities where you thought, like, maybe the Patriots are going to get back in there. But come on, that offense is just bad. Mac Jones is just bad. Bill Belichick's throwing a fit on the sideline the way he's throwing his challenge flags. And I know people are freaking out about that, you know, the spot with the lineman and the, was it a first down? Was it not to go down and tie the game? Dolphins, I just have to give all the credit to the Dolphins, to be honest with you. Two road games to start the year against the Chargers and the Patriots, not the easiest of schedules, and they go and get the job done in both games. You know, I bet against the Dolphins twice in a row, and I've got my ass kicked twice in a row. So, yeah, I think I'm going to be done messing with those guys. All right, I'm not going against the Dolphins again, at least, you know, until maybe week three. We'll see. My two winners were the Colts plus 1.5 and the Packers plus 1.5. So those are my two dubs, 2-3, 4-6 on the year, 2 weeks in. I got to buckle down, man. I got to lock in. I got to figure this out. I can't get used to these. I don't like this. I don't like being 2 weeks in and not have a winning week yet. I don't like it. Bills took care of business against the Raiders. Man, they bounced back, put 38 up on the Raiders. Win that game by 28. Josh Allen, three tutties, 274 yards. He definitely bounced back. He had a sour taste after that Jets game, and he wanted to get right. I got to give the Ravens credit, man. I really thought that, you know, they were going to stumble against the Bengals, but they did their thing. The Bengals are definitely struggling. They win, you know, they beat the Bengals 27-24. Seahawks, man, God damn it, I wish I would have had the Seahawks. I talked about it. I just didn't have the balls. And so it's just like, God, I hate being a pussy. I really do hate being a pussy. Because I was all over that fucking Seahawks game, but I didn't have the nuts to do it. They take care of business, though, against the Lions. Seahawks might not be that bad. Like, I thought the Seahawks, originally, their week one loss to the Rams, to me, looked bad. But then the Rams played the 49ers yesterday really well. And I got to get into that 49ers game here in a minute because, that is interesting what happened in that game. But before I get to it, Chargers lost to the Titans. Titans get their first win of the year. They win 27-24 in overtime. By the way, that Seahawks-Lions game also went into overtime. Seahawks get the ball first. They score a touchdown. Lions don't even get the ball. Game over. Chiefs, Jaguars 17-9, took care of business. Bucks 2-0. 27-17, they take care of business against the Bears. Chicago is on fire. When I leave here today, I'm going to go listen to Chicago sports radio because that has to be hilarious. I love, like, when teams, like, big cities that, you know, I love listening to their sports talk when their teams are just, like, getting their fucking asses kicked. And especially when they didn't see it coming. Like, there was a lot of Bears hype before the season, and now Chicago's just flat. They're just awful. And I love that. 49ers. Oh, wait. Colts take care of business against Texas. We talked about that. 49ers. Okay, let's get to this real quick. So, I don't know how many of you have noticed. If you're listening to this podcast, maybe you gamble a little bit, so you probably did notice this, right? But I found this to be incredibly interesting. So, the line in the Rams 49ers game yesterday, it was like earlier in the week, it was like +8, +8.5 sometimes. It went around there, and then it was like, it went all the way down to like 7.5, and maybe even some people got it at 7. I know it didn't go lower than 7. I don't think it went lower than 7.5, but I could be wrong on that. Let me look real quick. Okay, it looked like it went down to 7 at one point, but it did pop back up to 7.5. So this game is at the 49ers minus 7.5. Rams are down by 10. Just a few seconds left on the clock. They're in plus territory, which means, you know, they're on the 49ers, whatever. And what does Sean McVay do? Sean McVay elects to kick a field goal when they're down 10. And it's going to be the last play of the game. No matter what happens after this play, the game will be over. Unless it's a defensive penalty, which, you know, then they get to run one more play. The point is that the outcome of the game was decided. And Sean McVay kicks a field goal as time expires and the Rams lose by 7. Here's my thing is, people are calling for Sean McVay to be investigated over this, right? Like, did he benefit in this way? Whatever it was, right? Like, I don't know what the investigation is going to be over. Because I think the tricky part is so the NFL has dove into gambling. They used to shun it. It used to not exist. You couldn't bring up gambling, point spreads, nothing when talking about the NFL. They've done a complete 180, obviously, because money talks. And they've embraced the gambling aspect tenfold. Everybody sees that they have partnerships with, you know, sports books and You know what I mean? Like, it's obvious, right? Like, they do not run away from it anymore. So now teams are definitely way more aware of what their point spreads are. They just have to be. Like, oh, my God. You see the game, right? Like, they're preparing for the game all week. You don't think that conversations come up there? Man, I can't believe we're 10-point dogs. We're fucking, you know, I can't believe we're 4-point dogs or whatever it is. You don't think people talk about that or that they know what the number is in the game? They absolutely know what the number is in the game. So my question is it wrong? Is it wrong for Sean McVay to then be like, I want to cover? I don't know if you could say that that's wrong. I think as gamblers, we would just like to be on the same page as head coaches so we could try to handicap for that. Because, I mean, if Sean McVay's playing to cover, I'm betting on Sean McVay all the time. I mean, I love that he kicked a field goal. I love it. Because he's basically saying, like, he knew what the number was. Sean McVay knows the number is 7.5. And he's like, well, I'm going to lose, but I'm still going to cover. That to me is so awesome that I know a lot of people are freaking out that had the 49ers. What about people that had the Rams? People that had the Rams have to feel like that's badass. And you'd be like, oh, it was a lucky thing. It was a lucky cover. I think it would have been lucky for San Francisco to cover that game. Rams played them well. The Rams deserve at least to cover the spread in that game. And they did. And I almost feel like that's why Sean McVay kicked the field goal. It's because he's like, you know what? The people that backed us, the people that put money on us, I want to put some money in their pocket because, you know what I mean? They deserve it for supporting us. And he does it. He kicks a field goal. They lose by 7. Rams, when they thought that their minus or their plus 7.5 ticket was dead, it becomes a winner. It's the best story to me. It's the best story of the week. You couldn't convince me otherwise. I'm curious to see, you know. I don't think Sean McVay was in the wrong at all for doing what he did. He obviously knew what the point spread was, and he acted accordingly. He called a play. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't. The game was over. It was over. This was going to be the last play of the game. He kicked a field goal, covered the spread. I think it's fucking amazing. I loved that. I didn't have any money either way on that game, but I loved it. I loved everything about it. So shout out to Sean McVay for that one. In other news, Giants down 28-7. I believe in the third quarter, come back to win 31-28. You have to be sick if you're a Cardinals fan. Giants, after losing 40-0 last week to the Cowboys, they were down 20-0 at halftime to the Cardinals. And then at one point, they were down 28-7, come all the way back 31-28. In regulation, too. It wasn't even an overtime game. Also, another notable thing that happened, Saquon Barkley, I believe, tweaked his ankle, which a lot of people... I saw some people being like, oh, they felt bad for him because he didn't get a deal done. He's on a franchise tag. But, like, you also got to realize that's why I think they put him on the franchise tag is because Saquon gets hurt a lot. And so they're like, ah, it's, you know, he deserves to have a better deal. You know, now look at him, he's hurt. And it's just like, but if you look at it the other way, it's like that's why they did that. That's why they didn't give him a monster deal is because Saquon gets hurt a lot. I don't know why people don't get that. But anyways, Cowboys destroy the Jets again. Had a great time at that game. I really did. Dak goes 255, a couple tutties. Tony Pollard, 25 carries, 72 yards. CeeDee Lamb had a game. 11 balls, 143. Defense was obviously the star. Again, there's just something not totally clicking with that offense. And I just, you know, I think time is going to be what helps that. More repetitions, more time with McCarthy calling the plays, getting used to that. But obviously all things positive for Cowboys. 2-0, you know, it's how you want to start the season. Can't complain about that. Defense is world-class, all-pro, just bad motherfuckers. So we'll see how it goes. I'm not going to get crazy hyped again. We're only in week 2, heading into week 3. Not going to make it more than what it is. We've had when you really look at it, we're 2-0 against, despite the Giants coming back yesterday, a bad Giants team and a Jets team that's good on defense and has some players, but their quarterback is just... So, you know, it's not like we beat two good teams. It's not like we're 2-0 against two of the best. That's... All right, 2 Monday Night Football games. I got 2 plays tonight. I'm going to be on, where are my picks at? All right, so I'm on Saints minus -3. I watched a lot of this Panthers team, and I just think their offense really, really struggles. Yeah, so I like the Saints minus -3. And then Steelers-Browns, I mean, I like the Browns minus -2. I know the Steelers looked really bad last week, and that could be, man, but does Mike Tomlin, the guy who like has never had a losing record, does he go 0-2? Does he drop? Nah, fuck that. I'm switching that pick. I'm going to go Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers plus +2, Steelers money line. There's no, I just can't. Tomlin, I got to give him the benefit of the doubt, man. He's earned that. There are certain coaches, there are certain players in the league where it's just like, you know, you think it's the other way, but you got to give them the respect that they have earned. And I just think Tomlin has proven to be such a great coach that you can't imagine him dropping. Can you imagine the Pittsburgh Steelers losing their first two opening games of the year at home? At home. I just, Steelers are 1-1 after tonight. Browns beating up on the Bengals looks less impressive with just the Bengals just being so bad. I mean, again, the Bengals lost to the Ravens, and the Ravens are pretty good, so, but whatever. Don't try to argue against myself. I'm going to go Steelers, plus +2 money line, and Saints, minus -3. Those are my two Monday Night Football plays. Again, 2-3 last week, 2-3 this week. These are my first Monday Night Football plays, so I don't have a record on that. But, you know, tail or fade, don't matter to me. Not going to be offended if you fade. I mean, how do you tail somebody that's hitting 40% on the year? I know I wouldn't. So probably want to fade those plays until I get it together. But regardless, Saints minus -3 tonight against the Panthers. A little double Monday Night Football action. And I'm going to take Steelers. I'm going to go plus +2 money line against the Browns. Mike Tomlin, I believe in you. Let me see if I can get my shit together this week and come back and give you guys some winners on Friday. Have a great week.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.